For music fans, spring means one thing, festival season. Coachella in the California desert wraps up this weekend, and tens of thousands of people flocked to Austin last month for South by Southwest. Here in Phoenix, it was announced that this October will be a new three-day national festival called Lost Lake. It's being put on by the founders of the Bonnaroo Festival in Tennessee. So what could that mean for the Phoenix music scene? Joining us now to talk about that is Ed Masley, music reporter for the Arizona Republic. Ed, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
So the lineup has some pretty big names, like The Killers and Chance the Rapper and The Roots. Has Phoenix ever had a festival like this?
Like this? I don't know. I think it's bigger. There are more acts. There have been some pretty big festivals. I mean, Pot of Gold Festival has had some big names. Like, they had Kendrick Lamar right when he was, really getting big, and he just headlined Coachella on Sunday. So we have had festivals. Viva Phoenix is a big deal. I think there's a temptation to act like that we're finally getting a festival, but we've had festivals. This is a different type of festival. It's outside promoters. It's the Bonnaroo people. I think it's great that they're coming in. I think it means great things for Phoenix. But I think there's a tendency to diminish what we already have in some of the hype surrounding this. And I don't want to get involved in that. Because, Viva Phoenix is a great time. And Pot of Gold has had some, and other Lucky Man festivals have had some pretty big headliners. So if you're looking for the big headliners, there's that. If you're looking for, like, wow, this is a cool, different kind of festival we've got going on here, you've got Viva Phoenix. Charlie does a great job with that.
Could having a festival like this, with the size that promoters are talking about and as we mentioned, some of the bigger names, can that change sort of the perception both in the Valley and outside the Valley of what this area is as far as having a music scene?
I think it can change, and I think that perception has already changed, or we wouldn't be getting this. I think for the guy who does Bonnaroo and Outside Lands to want to come in to Phoenix means that the perception of Phoenix is in the midst of changing. And in part, that's because of things like Viva Phoenix. In part, that's because of things like Crescent Ballroom,
Ed, is Steel India School Park a big enough venue for this kind of thing? We mentioned South by Southwest in the beginning, and there's just, it feels as though for an event that is at least being played up like a Bonnaroo, it would need to have bigger capacity, or do you think it'll work?
I think it'll work. I think, my concern is the traffic, because that intersection right there, right? That's like the worst intersection in Phoenix. Sometimes I accidentally go up, what is that? Is that 3rd Street?
Yeah.
Sometimes I accidentally go up to where it like is a T with Indian School, and it's the worst place to be in Phoenix at rush hour. And so you bring in a festival there, like, they're going to have to figure out some kind of park and shuttle kind of thing. You can't have everyone converging at that bottleneck for a giant festival.
Everyone can just camp out, Ed. Come on. Have a great time.
I heard they don't want camping.
Okay.
What do you imagine the role for local acts to be? I mean, right now it doesn't seem like there's a ton on the bill. Do you expect that there will be some?
Well, there are 4. That's pretty good. I mean, I don't know how many local acts there are on Coachella. I mean, how many Indio bands were on the Coachella bill? I doubt there were many at all. The local bands are good choices. I mean, Playboy Man Baby is great to have on that bill. Bougainvillea is really good, and Congas they're taking off nationally pretty big, and I think what's interesting about the local acts on the bill is, wouldn't it be great if they got in Bonnaroo people's heads and they wound up on one of those other festivals? That would be really good for them. And they also say there's going to be more bands announced, and I suspect those artists that they announce I don't think they're going to be Beyonce. I think they're probably going to be local bands. So there are 4 now. I would like to see them add more.
Is it realistic to think that playing a show like this could land a local band in another large festival somewhere down the road?
I think if Playboy Man Baby plays the kind of set that they played at Viva Phoenix in front of the organizers, if the organizers happen to see that set and it creates any sort of buzz, I think that could be really good for them.
Ed Masley, music reporter for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ed, thanks for dropping in.
Sure.